This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sunshine, lollipops and roses and Thursdays. It's October 5th, boys and girls. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague, friend, fellow consort. It's not consort, consort.
Consort.
A sort of consort, yes. You're here.
You're help mentee. People.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. All right, let's dig into the details of other things going on in this big, wide, wonderful world, which actually is pretty small. When you get right down to it. Yeah, pretty small. There's a contest going on called the Small World in Motion Competition. And it features videos and time-lapse photography taken so close up, Jay, that it's hard for someone, the peasants among us, the non-scientists, to even fathom. So there was one researcher named Alexander Dumoulin who won first place in the competition for his 48-hour time-lapse of developing neurons in chicken embryos.
Whoa.
Who's studying that?
I've got
a doctorate in chicken embryos. Yeah, but it's really pretty. It just shows you what can be done. It's not necessarily that particular thing, although I think it's interesting because we could apply it to our own embryonic existence and check out, the second clip that won the second place captured blood flow in the tail fin of a fish over a 48-hour period. It really is the kinds of things that people can think about, and yet we get ourselves all worked up about some of this stuff that's so simple and kind of silly, right? You had the story of that piece of art that we talked about in the last hour, which you can hear that discussion on the Good Day Download or at gooddayshow.com because the show repeats itself all day, every day. Now, here's another one. Mark Twain and the manuscript for Tom Sawyer, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, goes back to the early 1870s. The original handwritten manuscript has been traveling back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean. He was actually, what he wanted was to have the book published in England, and it was published in 1876 over there. The manuscript has been around, but hasn't been public. So somebody after World War II paid $130,000 to buy the manuscript for Tom Sawyer. And you can kind of guess where this is going. It went to Missouri, to the Secretary of State's office. Missouri is Mark Twain's home state. And now, as this thing has been back and forth and up and down, there have been people who have been cleaning it up to make it look more like it did, using some of the things that we have only in modern technology, because this brought me around to this, looking at those pictures of that stuff and technology. And now they have restored Mark Twain's handwritten Tom Sawyer script manuscript to its original state. Because as much as it's been handled, grease on people's hands, and they didn't protect
it
as much.
Just the air.
Yeah, air. Yep. And it didn't cost them a lot of money to do it, but it's been done. So it's an example of the kind of stuff going on that people can do. I think it's very cool. Today is World Teachers' Day, anniversary of the adoption of the United Nations recommendation concerning the status of teachers. And what basically this does is set a standard regarding the rights and the responsibilities of teachers and how they are educated, how they are recruited, how they are employed, conditions under which they work, preparation for their work, for their assignments. Because this is, if we take it seriously, it's a very important part of our human values, is to be teaching. We are teachers, all of us are. There are people who get paid to teach certain things in the structure of the public school system, which is decaying rapidly in our country, as far as I'm concerned. There's too much focus on things. I get we need to include everybody. Inclusiveness is important, and having people understand that there is diversity, yep, that's very important as well. But is it the be-all, the end-all? Is it all there is? No, it's not all there is. But it has become a big thing. And I would like to think that in terms of teachers, that we would have teachers that would not lose sight of the bigger goal, that is to expand the minds of children so that as they become adults, they will be able to think through things rather than just follow along, because it's easier to follow than it is to lead. So any the people that you know in your life, if you're like me and you have actually both my daughter and my son are involved in education, have been. My daughter has made a career of it as a college professor. My son has been teaching in various circumstances in a way that, frankly, only he could. It's important. I think I'm a teacher, in a manner of speaking.
I think what I do on the air is. And you were a teacher, too.
I was a teacher.
When you were a teacher, what was one of the most profound moments that you experienced during that time of your life?
But there's not one, but that's a great question. Thank you for asking it. It was more the collective of what I've seen since I was a teacher, if that makes sense. There were things that I did while I was teaching, the moments that were not educational, where the principal told me to stop doing what I was doing because they didn't want to get any telephone calls from parents asking what I was doing. The fact that I taught with most of the people in the school that I'd had as teachers, I was the youngest. All the teachers I had in junior high school were in this junior high school, and it's given me a very interesting experience to get to know them. You know, you think of a teacher as, oh, who's this godlike creature? Does he actually eat? Does she go to the bathroom? What is there about, you know,
well,
they're
during
not
summer vacation
human.
Where you see them at their summer jobs, and it's like, what?
Ah.
Exist outside of the school
building? Right, exactly. So, anyway, I just think that it did more for me than it did for the children, I think. I think it did tremendous things for me. And I learned a lot. And I think I've always been on the radio, and I've always been inquisitive. But I think I've taken sort of the combination of things that came about as a result of teaching youngsters into the attitude that I have toward wanting everybody to know as much as they can, not as little. What's going on in education now is that we're teaching narrow and not broad. And broad is more important. They call what I do and what Jay does for a living broadcasting, because it's getting a broad sector about lots of different things. And in school, I think that your duty is to be able to expose youngsters to as many things, whether it's creative arts. Like, my grandson loves to make things. And it helps his mind. I can see how his mind works, how it expands it. So you become agile with your hands, so you can draw things. And then, you know, there are the conversations that you have as a youngster, because there's no politically correct. When you're 5 years old, what do you know about being, you're going to let it all hang out, right? Five, six, seven, 8 years old.
Well, and sometimes children ask questions that the parent becomes embarrassed about. They're like, no, don't ask things like that. Rather than addressing the question, because a lot of times children are not asking inappropriate questions. We are just uncomfortable with what the answer might be.
Right. Like people who have a problem with drugs and alcohol and are in the family. What is that all about? And how do you deal with it? Some of the serious things, some of the silly things? Having said that, it appears that our good friend Rudy Giuliani has a real problem with alcohol. And it's been a whisper thing, but now it seems to be out in the public. As a matter of fact, he was outed the last time he did a Fox interview, a Fox News interview. He had a flask in his pocket. And the interviewer, or the producer, wasn't the interviewer, the producer, he kept taking swigs out of his flask. And it turns out it was a flask full of scotch.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking. You
can't
even get through
get up the courage.
Without drinking.
Right.
That's a true addiction.
Right.
That's illness.
And there was a dinner that was recently held. He was completely intoxicated. So, I don't know. You know, you feel like some of the things that we chuckle about. But most of the time when you, if you don't really dig deeply into people, you see the surface stuff and you laugh about it or you make fun of it, and we shouldn't be making fun of it.
Well, I think it's very easy to forget the humanity behind things.
Yeah,
and it's people we know of because they are prominent figures, public figures, whatever. But if it was somebody that was actually in our life, we have a different outlook of it.
I had it in my life, and it wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about Calitrin, something that is good. And the fact that the matchup between Calitrin and the Belly Blast, which comes... stuff on Thursdays. Learn
about the right replacements, Hilby and Problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's gonna be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ultimate durability and extreme weather performance with Rain-X Advantage wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades and save $10, plus get 2x O-Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jake Kirshner. Alert to what's going on in the world of celebrity, the world of social gossip, if you will. And we were just talking about teachers because today is a Teacher Day. There's a story from Missouri about a high school teacher there who's been put on leave after people running the school department discovered that she had an OnlyFans account.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time when you are on fans, is it OnlyFans or Fans Only? I don't remember.
OnlyFans.
I see a book. OnlyFans. Okay. So apparently she was performing acts that are unsuitable.
Unsuitable. Well, shouldn't be on OnlyFans. So.
Yeah, there you go. Her name is Brianna Coppedge. She taught at the St. Clair High School near St. Louis. This story appeared in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. She got fired. She says, I'm probably never going to teach again.
That's
she was in her
bummer.
Second year. She was put on leave. She doesn't have, you know, she's fired. That's it.
Well, but here's my question. Okay, so she's not doing anything illegal. But
nope.
If there is nothing in the school contract that says she cannot do something like this, doesn't she have cause to, sue for wrongful termination?
Right.
But that still doesn't get her license back if she...
So she's making $42,000 a year as a teacher and $10,000 a month performing on the web. There you go.
So clearly she's teaching because she genuinely enjoys it. She's making $10,000 a month, like...
Right. It's not like she needs the money, in a sense. I mean, we can always use it. She said, I don't think sex work has to be shameful. I wish things happened differently.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, it's
and
very judgmental.
And not prostitution,
No, I mean, there's a lot of sex on the, I don't know what OnlyFans is, but I'm assuming from reading, maybe I shouldn't do that because you always... And I talk about assuming that it doesn't make an ass out of you.
Sometimes it can go pretty far. Other times, not so much. It just depends on what the person who has the OnlyFans account or who's doing the videos. I think it's video and pictures.
Yeah.
But some people might just be foot fetish stuff where they just do things with their feet or they have pictures of their feet or maybe there's something where they sit on pies. You know, each their own.
Yep. Each their own. I haven't seen a picture of this woman. Did you see a picture of her?
I haven't.
She's cute. I'll have to check it out. All right, Drew Barrymore, also in the social media focus. Not necessarily, it depends on your point of view, whether you think this is good or bad. You can make up your own mind after we hear this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is a perfect example of people being pushed into a circumstance that they don't want to be in or ought not to be in. Drew Barrymore's show is coming back. The writers say they're not coming back because they didn't like the fact that she was, you know what, these people aren't on your side to begin with. You're better off without them. And so basically, quietly, they've been fired. They said, well, we had an offer to return. We're not going to take it. No,
yeah.
You don't deserve the job. Be loyal to your boss who gave you the opportunity. Yeah, we get the strike. We understand what it's about and that you might have been upset, but you're not going to have a job now, which is more important, I guess. That's what you have to decide in that circumstance. She'll survive, and probably the writers will too, but just not together, it would seem. 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess or linaclotide.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A memorial service for late California Senator Dianne Feinstein is set for today in San Francisco, California. Vice President Harris and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are scheduled to attend. President Biden will provide a recorded message. Feinstein, who was the longest-serving female senator in American history, died last week at the age of 90. Members of the public paid their respects this week as her body lie in state in San Francisco. A man in Philadelphia is dead after he allegedly shot 3 police officers who were responding to a domestic call. Authorities say an argument broke out yesterday between a child, his uncle, and father before shots were fired in the home. After cops were called, the father waited for the officers and began firing as the deputies arrived on scene. Officers returned fire, killing the man. All 3 deputies were hospitalized and are listed in stable condition. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better.
Call me when you want. Call me when you need.
Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG. I'm digging it.
Sounds like a funeral march.
Really? Yeah. Sounds like a fun funeral, if that's the case.
It had Thursday in it, but it's Thursday Morning by Gills, Gills, and Fripp.
Okay. How is morning spelled?
Maybe you can...
Not like death morning. Yeah, right. The morning in the morning.
Maybe you can do a better job of editing the next time so we can get to the line.
I do not share in that consensus. I am...
You like this?
This is fun. This is kind of fun. This is like, I could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can get down with this.
All right. Well, this is for Jay then. Long distance dedication from Doug to Jay. Or maybe from James to Jay. Yeah. All right. 34 and change. Actually, 35 after the hour after all of that. This is the Good Day program. Our resident psychic and mind mentor, Mary O'Malley, will join us in a few minutes to try to put a reasonable spin on the craziness that's going on. Maybe she can look into the mind of Mr. Gates and, well, yeah, actually, maybe there's nothing to look at because maybe just a big hole there, but we'll find out. Meanwhile, for those of you who go on diets, there is a lot of, we talk about all the advertising on television for the diabetes drug Ozempic. There's two of them. There's O'Reilly, and there's Ozempic, right? I like the O'Reilly thing better. But anyway, the folks at Walmart have said that they're seeing an impact on shopping demand for food in their store as a result of the sale of Ozempic, which it becomes, it's called, I think, Wegovy. Is that it? It's used as an appetizer.
Yeah, Wegovy's another one of them. Mm-hmm.
Well, the diabetes drug is one thing, but it apparently is an appetite curb-er, if that's the right word.
Yeah, it's supposed to make
suppressant.
You feel full for longer and not really feel hungry. Some people who have experienced the side effects of, like, it just makes them feel overly full to the point where they feel nauseous.
Yeah. Well, the bean counters at Walmart said, quote, "We definitely see a small change compared to the amount of food that we've been selling, because they attribute it to Wegovy and Ozempic or whatever it is. I don't know. How do you figure that out? How do you really know? But it's an interesting speculative result. It's time to say goodbye to your COVID card. Bye-bye. See you later. It wasn't nice having you here. Yeah, right. The CDC has stopped printing them. It's been about 2 years since anybody used them, but yeah, they kept printing them out. So anyway, the feds sent out, during the heyday of having to have a card, 980 million of them were sent out. So you could prove that you were a good, solid American, a God-fearing American. Yep, when the first vaccines came out, we all had these cards. And so many people, I remember at the time, and it was very unpopular for me to say it, but I said it anyway, kind of remind me of the Nazis and "Show me your papers, please." Right? That's during the Nazi invasion of Europe. In order to get around, you had to show them your papers. And how many of us went into a circumstance where, when you were traveling especially, you had to show your card, but sometimes you had to show it to get into a restaurant?
Well, yeah. Did you ever experience that? I experienced it when flying. I'd never once experienced it at a restaurant, at a store, a grocery store. I'd never experienced it anywhere other than having to get on a plane.
I'm not sure. No, I can't. Because I was so opposed to it. I was so annoyed by it. But I did it because it just, you know, it was, for me, it was easier to do it and not argue about it than to argue about it and, you know, have to waste a lot of time. I didn't get hurt by it. I just didn't like it. Because I don't think this is a sign of a free society. This is a sign of a controlling society.
Mm-hmm. And just the way society was turned against each other, of the vaccinated versus the unvaxxed. And people who didn't want to get the COVID vaccine became anti-vaxxers, even if they were okay with other vaccines. It was just the labels people had to put on each other.
Yep. It became very divisive, or divisive, as they say. So anyway, no more cards. Rip them up, throw them away, or keep them so that you can show your grandchildren how crazy it was in this country and around the world, actually, during that COVID reality, which shouldn't have been a reality.
And just the thought process behind a lot of it. I think I had told you, Doug, that I was asked numerous times when they kind of changed some of the masking mandates, where if you were vaccinated, you didn't have to wear a mask anymore. Yeah. And I still chose to wear a mask in some locations. And I was outwardly asked. People straight up walked up to me and asked me why I would choose to not get the vaccine, even though I had received the vaccine.
I would say none your business if it were somebody asked
it was
me
one
that.
Of those things.
None.
Like, I'm pretty sure I just ran away. Like, oh, don't talk to me.
Okay. All right. Anyway, Mary O'Malley, you're right. Somebody just. That was in my ear. Thank you, James. did Mary say, "Hey, I'm here," and she is here. So we're going to talk to a lady who changes a lot of lives in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
All right, peekaboo, boo,
boo.
43 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug with Jay, and Mary O'Malley is here, resident Irish person. How would you like to be introduced that way, huh? Yeah.
Well, I'm mostly Irish.
Yeah, mostly. So, Mary is here because, hey, I like her. That's one of the main qualifications for getting on this program is if you're a regular, I gotta like you. And you also have to have something to say, something that contributes to the furtherance of mankind's well-being. And Mary certainly is somebody who does that with so many people that she talks to, she helps. The whole situation we find ourselves in now, and the collective, all the craziness. If we take some of the, I'll take politics and big stuff out. So if people are calling you now, when they go to your website, thesoulscout.net, and they make an appointment, what are they asking you? Is it different? Do you feel and think that things are trending differently? Or is it basically the same stuff you've been asked for decades?
Well, it's basically the same stuff. However, there seems to be a butt there. Yeah, there's a but.
There's a but there. Yeah.
There seems to be an edge to it, and just everything has so many more rough edges. It's hard to even explain that. Everything is just a little bigger, a little sharper, a little rougher.
Is that from the perspective of the people that are talking to you, or is that from the input that you get as a psychic?
Both. Both. Yeah. Like, what Spirit's showing me mostly is that it's an opportunity still. It's been going on for a while now, though, but an opportunity to heal things that we don't even know exist inside of us.
Ah.
Like those little hidden, deep core.
The unseen.
Where did this come from? Yeah, maybe even past life stuff that we brought in to heal. And so a lot of the things that happen will show us. For instance, I would wake up angry. I don't know why I was angry, right? Just wake up that way, very unlike me. And so I really had to look at, you know, what is that? And I couldn't figure it out. And finally, somebody said something to me that just made me so upset. And it was a very old feeling of disdain, somebody having disdain towards me. And
past life disdain?
Yeah, in this life. And
in this
so,
life.
You know, oh. I was able to look at it and shake it off. I still don't even know where it came from, but like weird things like that, you know. So you feel rumbly and kind of weird for a couple of days, and then suddenly the energy kind of pops up and out. So whatever's going on astrologically is
so much is changing. So quickly, we do need to have a house cleaning. You're right. That was interesting. We were talking, Jay and I, a few days ago about Gloria Estefan having, she says, psychic ability. And she said that because she has these special powers, it has helped her through her life. She would get these flashes, and she would be certain about something. And she attributed that to her psychic ability. And I wonder, you know, we talk about this frequently, how we all have it, mm-hmm. But it's a question of developing it. Sometimes connecting with somebody like you will help to develop or to open up or to extend whatever the conversation is with the sixth world, the other world, if you will, right?
The sixth sense. Sixth sense,
yeah.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah. So we talked about this a little bit before. I'm starting a podcast.
Yes.
And I'm taking appointments now for people who want to share psychic, paranormal, supernatural stories. Because
are you going to use that in the podcast?
What's that?
Yeah. Are you going to those are going to be part of the podcast?
Right. Yes. And that's what I want to do is I want us all to be able to share those experiences. Because mm-hmm. I find that people, they'll tell me they're not psychic or they're not this or that. Because mm-hmm. they're comparing it to something they read in a book or saw in the movies.
Right. Yeah,
they don't really understand how subtle it can be, and if we're sharing our stories, you're going to hear yours is the way.
I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here, and now it's me.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday.
Yeah, it's a sweet Thursday. The Dougster is here with my friend Jay Kirshner, James Collins in the control room of our studio in Dallas, here to reflect on the day. I was just thinking about how thankful I am for the people who are listening to the program every day. I realize that you can't spend all the time listening to me. You have things to do, places to go, people to see, jobs to attend to, get all of that. But it's kind of nice to know that there are some people who have a routine, who, for example, mothers who are bringing their children to school. Right? They're on their way to school, they drop the children off, and then they go to work. And on the way, they may have 10, 12, 14 minutes. Although that certainly isn't enough time to spend with me. It's better than nothing. Right, Jay?
It is.
Have these people
get a nice, good take on what's happening in the news.
Right. So, in a reflective mood, sometimes because we talk about so many different things during the course of the morning, some folks miss some of the main points of what we are discussing. For example, the COVID discussion that we had this morning as to how the vaccines have
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I say this every time we hear the James Bond theme, but it is true. Of all of the themes, you can put, you know, like the Superman theme from Mission Impossible, theme from James Bond. There are half a dozen of them that immediately, upon hitting the first note. All right, so James, go back to the very beginning and hit the first note. He said, okay. Yeah, right. We're done. You know what it is, right? You know what that theme is when it hits the first downbeat.
Iconic.
All right. So anyway, enough me being excited about themes. Chuck Curry is here for Movie Moments, talking about film, television, that good stuff. What about it, Chucker? We're going to have another James Bond movie, right? Soon.
Well, hopefully. But this day in movie history, October 5th, 1962, Dr. No... with Sean Connery premieres in London, the first ever James Bond movie. Overall, 27 total James Bond movies since 1962. A lot of most people regard Sean Connery as the best.
Yep.
As I said many times in the year, I grew up on Roger Moore, first Bond film in the theater, Kingsway, Brooklyn, New York, Live and Let Die back in 71 or 73,
yep.
Roger Moore. So I was partial to Roger Moore. The series started to crater in the Timothy Dalton era in terms of box office, but I think he was very underrated. I think he was very underrated. In retrospect, he was doing what Daniel Craig ultimately did, a more serious Bond. I thought, you look at those movies now, I think they're very interesting. Having said that, this is my opinion. There's some buzz on the internet the last, like, year. Like, let Henry Cavill, who was Superman in The Man of Steel, cast him as Bond. And, you know, I got to tell you, I've been thinking about it.
Interesting idea.
As a business move, I think it's a great move. I would do it. I would, because, one, if you saw him in the Mission Impossible, the one before the last one, his fight sequence, he played a villain in the bathroom with Tom Cruise. It's incredible. Like, this guy's in great shape. He's charismatic. He's obviously good looking. He has a reputation in the industry because he was Superman, a very good Superman. So yeah, I like that. I would consider seriously casting Henry Cavill as James Bond.
All right, we were talking off the air about the Drew Barrymore. Did we talk on the air about it? We did, but I don't know if I did with you. Her writers and all that stuff, and then okay, so let's go beyond that to the people who love the Dick Wolf franchises and They're As Long as Your Arm, all the Chicago shows. All of the Law and Order shows.
Yeah. I'm confused. What does it have to do with Drew Barrymore, but yet?
No, I'm just saying it has to do with writers.
Yeah, okay.
Let me finish the sentence.
Yeah.
The new episodes are being written now. Mm-hmm. The showrunners are telling everybody that is involved in producing the show, the actors and so forth, to be back, ready to go back to work next week. So, that means it takes, about 6 weeks. They probably will wait till the second season, yeah, you think? Or will they bring them on? If they can put them in the can fast and get them on, will they get them back on before Christmas?
No,
or
I don't
until
think so.
After the first
I think it's next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Which means we're going to see a lot of reality stuff on television, if you watch network TV. But let's be honest, there's so much stuff to binge or whatever. I mean, in terms of the studios, you know, they don't like it. They created it, but they don't like the after effect. But here's an interesting story. According to CNN on a report, Cinemark, which is the major movie
theater
chain, says that the Taylor Swift concert film is the biggest advanced ticket sales whatever you want to call it, theatrical experience they've ever had, times 10. Ticket prices are high. I think this is going to open. It opens next weekend. I think it's going to do $150 million in its opening weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Easy. Right.
And here's one other thing. Exorcist Believer, which Universal, Morgan Creek, and Peacocks share the cost. They paid $400 million to do three Exorcist movies, sir, okay? They spent $30 million to produce this movie, which opens tonight, which is a good budget. They got it under budget. But it's only got 23% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. David Gordon Green, who did the Halloween franchise reboot, they hired him to do this. Not good news. I mean, you got to get good reviews if you're going to reboot that film so many years, 50 years after the fact.
Yeah, right.
It's what it is.
Yep. All right. Anyway, those of you who like the Dick Wolf stuff, good news for you. Taylor Swift, good news. Good news everywhere. Chuck will be back tomorrow on the Good Day program. Now it's 59 after the hour.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.